Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. How about that song right there? I know I took you back. That's the new format on Keeping It Real podcast. We can't actually play other people's music, but I figured out a way to get around that. So we're going to be jamming to all the songs of the 80s. Because everybody know that was when the best music came out, in the 70s and the 80s. What they're doing right now, I really can't understand. I see the people on the phone lines. Thanks for tuning in early. And everybody out there on the links, I appreciate you. We got a good show, but I got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Let me wait a minute. I actually set up early and ahead of time, so everything is good. I hope the sound is good. Testing. I actually set up everything on time, all the laptops and microphones and everything, and I'm showered and lotioned and colognes, and I got my Black and Miles, and I got my Tito's, I got my water and my tea. I'm good to go. I'm lit. I'm wired for sound tonight, and we got a lot to talk about. About 2 weeks ago, I felt that my podcast had been baptized. And yeah, I lost a couple of listeners because we not on here no more talking Rated X. We kind of changed the format a little bit. And it's okay because, you know, you have to change with the times. But don't worry. I'll bring the Rated X back every now and then, periodically. I'll bring it back. But what I do need, I need participation from the listeners today. Oh, we don't have the Lisa experience tonight. I gave her the night off. No, I'm just joking. She went on a day trip. Or overnight, or weekend trip, whatever. Whenever she get back, I don't really know. But she's listening, or she might be listening. She told me she was going to be listening on the link. So she's here with us in spirit. How many people saw the topics that we got tonight? We got some really good topics tonight. But before we even touch on that, how the hell was everybody's Thanksgiving? Did you eat enough? I got bloated. I'm bloated from eating. But for real, let me tell you about my Thanksgiving. I was home all day. Just me, myself, and I. And that's it. I wasn't in the mingling mood. I wasn't in the Thanksgiving spirit. I wasn't for the family mumbo jumbo. Not in a bad way. That's just the way I'm defining it. Because, you know, Thanksgiving is cool. It brings families together. You get to eat together and you get to see people that you haven't seen in a long time. People get to exercise their cooking skills, whether they could cook or not. For some people think they could, but they can't. And some people think they can't, but they could. So whatever. If you put a good effort to it and you had good meaning to it, I mean, whatever. You know, everybody ain't good at everything. You might do one thing good, you might do another thing bad, but who cares? You know? Who really cares? But me, I was home alone. But I did, thanks to Pastor Matt, Marvin Matt from the Alabama Projects, he connected me with his nephew V again, and I took my turkey to V, and I had my turkey fried. He fried it last year. And then a very, very person, very close person to me, made me a big tray of potato salad. So I've been eating out potato salad and fried turkey since yesterday. I might turn into a fried turkey. I see the people on the phone lines, the press one. Just bear with me. 1 minute, I'm going to bring everybody in. We got a hell of a show tonight. Trust me, we got a good show tonight. Where was I at? Oh, so I've been eating fried turkey and potato salad for 2 days. And you know, that's okay. And like I said, people who celebrating Thanksgiving, I don't got nothing to get that. Nothing against that. It's a good thing. It bring the families together. And it starts off things that, you know, sometimes it's a good thing because people might not be on good terms and, you know, a good meal and the good family spirit and, you know, and everything. And you might, it might just make everything better if that's what it do. But for me, I just stayed home because I really don't know if everybody is aware, but, you know, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so we didn't really celebrate too much. So some kind of way, it followed me into my adulthood. So holidays don't really mean the same to me as they mean to other people. Now, the rest of my family, like my sisters and my brothers, I mean, they did what they were supposed to do. If they didn't grow up with Christmas, so they gave their children Big Christmas. They didn't grow up doing Halloween and other things like that, so they made sure that. For me, it affected me different. On holidays, I'm always alone. My birthday, I'm always alone. I don't know if that's selfish or maybe I need therapy or something, but whatever. But tonight, and I see everybody on the phone lines, and I'm loving that because I've been waiting all day to do my podcast. I love doing my podcast. I love doing my list. I love the listeners, for real. I wish I could get a couple of more donations on my Cash App, but that's okay too. I'm gonna give that out in a minute though. If you feel generous, if you feel like, you know what I mean, because this is work. You know, and if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But either way, whatever. We're going to go to the phone lines in a minute because I see the phone lines is lit up tonight. So everybody must be home and listening to the podcast, and that's a good damn thing tonight. And we got the topics. We got the topics for tonight. What is the true meaning of Thanksgiving? What is Black Friday? Who is it good for, the merchants? Or is it good for the world or the store owners or whatever? And then we got the biggest topic of all. We're going to talk about Shaquella Robinson, the 25-year-old girl who was murdered in Mexico by her friends. We have to talk about that. We have to touch base on that. We have to dissect that. Oh, and wait a minute. A close friend of mine sent me some information that breaking news, they made an arrest. One arrest of one of the friends that participated in the murder of Shaquella. So we got one. There's five more left. And then I want somebody to call in who went to see Wakanda. I need somebody to call in and help me with that. Now, I did see the first part one, Black Panther, 3 days ago. I watched it, but I couldn't, on my Fire Stick, I couldn't find Wakanda Forever. So I wasn't able to see part two. So I wanted to review it, but I wasn't able to see it. So if any of my listeners saw part two, please, please call in and give us a review of part two of Wakanda. I see everybody on the lines. We're going to bring you in a second. Don't go anywhere. So what we're going to do, real quick. I got all my notes and everything laid out. We're going to talk about the true meaning of Thanksgiving. I hope people can call in and tell me what the true meaning of thing. Matter of fact, let's go to the lines and take one caller real quick because so many people pressing one. Let's go to the lines and see what's going on. 9026 live. Hello. 9026. Still partying from yesterday. Okay, we go to it. Chuck another one out. Two 9 8 6, you live. Two 9 8 6, you live. Oh, somebody else shy. All right, moving on along. They live on the thing. Let's see. Let's keep going. 6246, you live.
Surprise, surprise, my brother.
Hey, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, brother. You know who this is?
I sound like Forrest.
That's right. This is my new number.
Oh, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
What's happening, brother?
Hey, nothing much. You know what? Hey, you know what? Jay, do me a favor. Skip over me. I'm going to put Leon on because he's the historian. I mean, I know a little bit about Thanksgiving, but the brother studied it real deep. If you want to, you can just hit me back. I'll call and let you know this is my new number.
Okay. Well, look.
So I'm going to get Leon on.
I'll come right back to Leon.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to call him now. Make sure he's on.
All right. Okay, all right.
I'm going to get right back on. Okay.
All right. 7215, you live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
This is 41 year relationship now.
Oh, but hell yeah. 41. It used to be 40.
It used to be 40. It's 41 now. But now it's 41. Thanksgiving means to me family. It ain't nothing about no pilgrims, because I don't know nothing about that. I do know what they taught me in school, and I don't believe everything that's in the history books. But it was a beautiful time getting together with everybody and seeing the younger ones, like the youngest boys in our family. We just got boys now, no girls coming along. And it was just beautiful. I can't express it. Like, it brought tears to my eyes. And we had a good time last year, but nothing like this year. It was awesome. And that's my mother's side of the family. I got to do it with my father's side of the family, because we used to have Cousins Day, and we got to start doing that again. But for me, it's just about family.
Right. So it don't... So it don't, So the true meaning don't really matter. Just it's just what, what's important is what it means right now.
Right, family and love.
Right. All right, that's – hey, you can't take away from family and love.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is more important than that.
And it's good to hear your voice. I just want to say that.
It's good to hear your voice, too, cousin.
Yeah. I'm back on track. I'm back on the soul train.
That's hey, that's what it's all about. It ain't how many times you get knocked down. It's how many, it's about how many times you get up.
Yes, that's right.
You know what I mean? The future is bright. And you got a lot of life in front of you. So forget about the past and live for the future.
Yeah, because what they say, when you look back, you lose your way and you fall off track again. So you got to keep your eyes face forward. And that's what I do now. That's what I'm doing.
That's, and God bless you.
And bless you too.
You going to stay with us tonight?
Bless everybody under my voice. Everybody under my voice.
Right. You going to stay with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Problem.
All right. 41. That's 41-year relationship. She always support the show. It was 40-year relationship, but now it's 41. That's a blessing right there. That call gave me the chills. 41-year relationship. That gave me the chills. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from a 41-year relationship? Where do we go from there? Oh, wait a minute. One second, everybody. 2986, you live? I think I hit 2986 before. Everybody pressing one tonight, but they not saying it. 2986, you live.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, this is Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm cool. How you doing?
I'm great. I like the young lady that you were talking to. You know, Thanksgiving is not a holiday to me. It's not a holiday. It's not a celebration date. It's a day of the only memory I have of any Thanksgiving is of the original Thanksgiving. It was a massacre, and there's nothing to celebrate with that. But we have turned it around. I was having this conversation with somebody else the other day. We as society has turned it around to make it a celebratory day, a day of coming together of family and friends. And I think you mentioned earlier, or somebody else, that it's a day that people come together, people that you haven't seen in a while, have you haven't talked to in a while, of loved ones and not of enemies. You know, my Thanksgiving this year was, I usually do like you do, I stay in the house and I call people, "What, you cooking for Thanksgiving? Yeah, bring me a plate." You know, and I get a good movie and sit in front of the movie and eat my food. But I went to a really good friend of mine house, and she said, "You know, I make Thanksgiving every year, but you don't come." And I said, "Well, you know, because in my mind, Thanksgiving is for coming together with family." No, this is not last year. This was like a couple of years ago. We had this conversation, and she said, "Your family don't have to be your blood relatives. I mean, you're my family. You know, you're over there. You eat over there any other day. Now this is a holiday. Why are you not even coming to me?" I had a good time. It was just, her husband wasn't feeling well, so he didn't eat. But it was her and It was four of us, but we had a good time laughing and joking, eating more than we had any business eating, and then going home and going to bed. You know,
right.
But it was a good day. It was a joyous day for me. And I try to make it every year a joyous day. You know, Easter, I don't go out Easter, but I like to fellowship with people. I call people on the phone and wish them happy Easter. So holidays in general is not something. We didn't grow up Jehovah's Witness, but we just, when we were little children, my parents made a big deal out of holidays. But as adults, as a family, we don't, you know. So sometimes I'm just like, okay, I just like to speak to somebody in my family. But, you know, but this is one of those years that it's just not possible. But it was just as good spending it with my friend, you know, and her family. So we had a good time.
Right.
So.
Hey, yeah, this is good because I wanted to get everybody's opinion on Thanksgiving. You kind of opened the door a little bit and put step one foot in, because, you know, in a little while, I'm going to drop a bomb on it. But,
okay.
I just want to get everybody's opinion. And Forrest said he was getting my man Leon to come through, but I got a feeling that I already know wouldn't know what Leon gonna say, what I'm gonna say. You know, we gonna talk about the true meaning of it. And you know, I don't, you know.
Well, I believe the true meaning is what's in your heart. If you wanna focus
right.
on the negative part of the Thanksgiving stories that we were fed growing up, you do that. But I just made a decision in my adult life that I'm not gonna focus on negative. You know, I try to focus on the positive because we need to be a more positive people. And we can always
yeah.
find negative stuff to focus on.
No,
and,
yeah,
right.
I'm not dwelling on it. I'm just, but you know, just how you get, how people talk about it, it's about family and everything. I still think that it's a good thing to let people know. Not the true meaning of it, maybe I said it wrong, but how Thanksgiving really came about. Not to deter away from how people feel about it or nothing like that, but, and I think you said that how we was taught about it, but you'll be surprised how many people don't really know about how Thanksgiving came about.
Oh, trust me, I wouldn't be surprised.
That don't have anything to do about now, because like I said, I'm biased. I don't knock anybody. I just do
right,
what
right.
I do. I don't knock anybody.
But on
and
that
like
note,
I said,
you know what's another situation that brings family together?
Death.
Yeah, I was going to say funerals, yeah. You know, same concept, different focus, you know. So, but anyway, I'm going to let you go to the next person because I just got off my podcast, which was really powerful, but I need to get something to eat.
I
so
swear,
I'm going to put my phone on mute for a minute.
Podcast,
huh?
You go, I'm going to have to, I got to catch your podcast. I think I caught it one time. You're going to have to,
yeah.
I'm going to have to give you. Forrest is going to have to give you my phone number, and then you're going to have to call me and let me know what it is for the tune-in because I be doing so much, like, you know, I'm trying to write this new book and with this podcast. I'm studying for these tests. My
mm-hmm.
whole day, my whole life
yeah.
is consumed, like,
and that's
24
how life
hours
is supposed
ain't
to be.
Enough.
That's
exactly.
how life is supposed to be. You shouldn't be sitting
right.
doing nothing. You know, and that was
right.
the worst time in my life when COVID first started and I had nothing to do. And I'm like, I can't do this. But, yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, just if you can remember, just remember I'm always right before you. And matter of fact, LaToya, she's a sweetheart. And she said, I said, okay, it's almost 8 o'clock. We're running out of time. And she said, and don't forget Jay's podcast, Adrian. And I said, Thank you, Latoya, because I would have forgotten. You know,
Latoya.
But that's the thing. That's my buddy.
Right there, Latoya. That's my girl.
Yeah.
So look, yeah, stay with us though, Adrian.
I will, but I'm going to go get something to eat real quick. Probably just me.
What you going to eat?
I'll probably just open up a can of soup.
Soup?
Yeah.
What about the potato salad, the yams, the apple pie, the macaroni?
That was yesterday.
Cheese? Oh, okay.
That was yesterday. I even passed up the apple pie. I ate healthy. They had four different greens there. And my plate had the four greens in it, a little piece of turkey, and I don't like potato salad, so I didn't eat that. But they had sweet potato pie, and I said I'm going to pass up these starches and because I'm going to eat sweet potato pie, and she gave me the whole pie. I just wanted a slice. So I think I'm going to have some soup and eat another slice of sweet potato pie. But I can eat and listen. I'll just be on mute.
All right.
So I'm not making a lot of noise.
Stay with us.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Oh, man. Yo, let me say something. The phone lines is lit up. We got so many people waiting to talk, and I just want everybody to know that I really, really, really appreciate the love, and for real, and it's a good feeling when you have people participate, because, I mean, what we gonna do the way the world is? Keeping It Real is based in Paterson, New Jersey. And right now, Paterson is in chaos with the gangs and everything. So what else you going to do on a Friday night? Tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Like I said, the only thing I'm missing from my podcast is donations. But like I said, we're going to get to that. It's okay. You know what I mean? But look, I see everybody on the lines, but it's one caller I got to bring in first before I bring in anybody else, before I even take a break. 4399, you live.
Yo, 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 what's good, man? Happy holidays, man.
What's going on, Jay?
I'm chilling, man. You niggas being live, you about to piss me the fuck off.
For everybody who don't know what this is a friend to the show. This is my man, Day Sean. He's calling from prison, and he's been locked up for 19 years.
Yeah,
my
19th year was on the 21st of this month, man. That was my 19th official in the beam, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, listen,
yo.
I came through last week.
I know. I saw you. The show was moving.
I wasn't even. I'm feeling old girl, man. What's her name? Nunez, whatever her name was?
Francisca.
Yeah, I salute you, Mom. Whatever. If you here, I salute you for doing what you do.
She might be on. I don't know. I got, like, everybody hollering at me to get her on their show.
Facts. Yeah, but whoever you is, shorty, I salute you, man. I listened to you. I heard you. You know, it just gave me a different outlook because that domestic violence game is serious out there. You know,
right.
She spoke some positive stuff, almost put some tears in my eyes because I, you know, some of my people went through that and I couldn't be there because, bro, listen, I would have been buried underneath like 30 jails right now because I would have been taking people out left and right, man.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Now, yeah.
I don't want to change the subject or the mood enough, but what's Thanksgiving like in prison today, yesterday?
Bro, oh, man. I ate a different meal. My shit came from the outside, you feel me? But, yo, they had some soggy-ass turkey and shit, right? It was like some processed sliced turkey and shit. Yo, that shit was gooey as hell, right? The stuffing, the stuffing was all right, but it wasn't my stuffing. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Let me tell you, the stuffing that they serve come in big-ass bags, and you got to cut your own, like, onions and celery, and that's what they do in the kitchen. But they never make the shit right. You feel me? The muff, the cranberry sauce was probably like at least 4 years old coming out the big ass cans. I ordered mine from Walmart. But the police here, they put their own little thing together, you know what I mean? They get the shit catered.
Yeah.
So I had some real turkey, I had some real stuffing, I had some real rice, I had some chicken wings. I had an apple pie, I had some eggnog, you know what I'm saying? I was doing me. You feel me? But, if the food in the prison don't deter people from coming to prison, something wrong with y'all. If I was to get out of jail today, and let me tell you something, they're going to have to put me in a bag because I ain't coming back to prison. The way they treat people in prison, if the way the food that they serve in the prison system, if that shit ain't a deterrent for y'all, listen, no disrespect to nobody because I don't know who to listen to this, but I got to keep it real, right? This is the show, Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, right?
Hey, you know
I can't get no pussy in prison, and I damn sure ain't sticking my dick in a nigga. So, bro, if that ain't a deterrent for certain people, bro, listen, I don't know what the fuck wrong with y'all. Y'all either undercovers, you know what I'm saying, if you think prison is like you, bro, more power to you. Take my place, I'll take yours in the streets.
19 years without coochie, man, I'm serious. I take my hat off to you, for real. I do. I really do.
But, and then, hey, bro, real shit, though, man, like, it's crazy because the prison system, niggas ain't playing fair, man. Like, if I talk to a female too long, these niggas like, oh, man, nah, we got to keep him away from her. That nigga too smooth. Like, he done had two bitches. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? The bitch ain't complaining. Why you complaining? So, I mean, like, some of the officers tell, you know, I mean, I got a couple chicks that work here to give me some brain or whatever back in the day. But, you know what I'm saying? I got some pending visits and shit, but... Like, niggas is telling now, man. Like, they said the shit in the street, people telling in prison, too.
Yo, check this out. My show, you got me laughing. My show has been baptized, so we going to change the subject.
You might as well just name it the Jay Sean Show. You feel me? Like, I can't keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't speak the truth, right? Well, the Bible even tell you speak the truth even if it's against yourself.
No, we always gonna be the Keeping It Real Show, regardless to what. It's just that a lot of people be like, yo, Jay Sean, I like the way your show is now. And I'm like, but I want to talk about some, you know, coochie every now and then, but people, you know, but people seem to like the direction that the show going in. So, but hey, yo,
man, listen, I commend you, man. I've been a part of this show for a minute.
Yeah, you family to the show.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? That's why I brought you in. I cut you. There's some people on the line waiting, but I cut you to bring you in because I know your situation.
Yeah, I appreciate
that.
Yeah, you know, tonight I only get to 9 o'clock, and then I got to go because we got this cop here. He's a stickler for phone times and shit.
Well, look, I'm about to do you a favor then.
Okay.
What I'm saying? I'm about to do you and all my listeners a favor. Because I'm about to print. Now, I shouldn't say this because then she might don't come on. But I'm still going to say it. I'm about to bring the most sexiest, friendly, family-orientated, radio born. I'm about to bring soft spoken I'm about to bring a voice on the radio. That's a voice you ain't heard, unless you heard Egypt from WBLS.
Hey, she, man, don't do that. I might go buy a ring, man.
She might hang up now. I don't know. I'm going to see.
Don't hang up, Mom. Let me hear that beautiful voice. Don't hang up.
But, Dave, stay with us. You hear us to 9?
Yeah, I'm hitting 9, bro.
All right. I'm going to come back to you before 9.
I heard.
All right. 5-8-8-5. You live.
How you doing, Jay? You kidding me? You gotta be kidding. You, I mean, you really have to be kidding.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm alright.
Wow.
You got heart. You got heart. I thought you was gonna hang up before I brought you on.
I really was. Wow.
I gotta let everybody know. Didn't I tell you you got the best voice for radio?
Yes. Well, thank you.
You got the best voice for radio, and I'm glad that you came to the show. I think through Forrest, but it's really a good thing, you know. And you see, it's a good thing for more ways than one. Everything in the world is a vehicle, for knowledge or to transport, like, spiritual things or whatever it is to somebody else. But your voice is a gift. That's a gift from God, because, I mean, I don't just talk about your voice just to talk about it. Like, I don't attach it to a big butt or nothing like that. I'm just saying your voice is a blessing to the world. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, thank you.
Without being flirtatious and all that. Your voice, you heard of the guy that had the golden voice? Remember he was homeless a couple of years, about 10 years ago?
Mm.
You remember that?
No.
It was a guy, he was homeless. And he was begging for money on the side of the highway. I know some of my listeners heard of that. And he asked the guy for some money. And the guy was like, wow, your voice. The guy made some calls. He wound up working on the radio, doing commercials for all kind of Chef Boyardee and macaroni and cheese. They called them, everybody on the line, you could Google it. It's called The Man with the Golden Voice. And he went on to become a millionaire because of his voice, but he had a drug problem. So I actually looked him up recently, and he's homeless again after 10 years and everything. But the man, they call him the man with the golden voice. But anyway, how you doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was cool. Every day is a Thanksgiving, as long as God allows
cook?
To wake up.
Did
no.
you cook?
I didn't.
You had
I didn't
family
cook.
Over? You went to family?
I was at my sister's house.
Oh,
I was
okay.
in Woodbridge.
What they have?
Yeah.
Woodbridge?
Yeah, I was in Woodbridge.
What did they have there? Draw it up for us.
Okay. Turkey, beef, stuffing, antipasto salad, macaroni and cheese, yam. Collard greens. I might be dipping something. Oh, my sister made barbecue chicken. Rice.
What,
that was it.
What did you eat?
I passed the rice stuff and the turkey. I had a little bit of everything else.
Oh, you wasn't trying to watch your weight.
I had a little bit of everything else. Now, I'm going to eat for the holidays, though.
You wasn't trying to watch your weight then, right?
I'm
going to
eat for the holidays. I'm going to eat for the holidays. I'm also going to make sure how much I eat. I'm going to be take track of that. But other than that, I'm eating for the holidays.
So you was eating. Mm-hmm. Well, what about today? You had leftovers or you went back to your regular routine?
Yeah, I had leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so what is Thanksgiving to you? What is the meaning of Thanksgiving to you?
You know, it's not really a big thing to me. But like I said, every day is a Thanksgiving. That's just me speaking. It's not really something that I have to celebrate. Did that make sense?
Of course. You said every day is Thanksgiving to you?
Yes. As long as God allows to wake up, yes, it is. So celebrating is just one day.
I think that's what Adrian said, too. Every day is Thanksgiving. And that's real.
Yeah.
So how Thanksgiving was created and first started, it don't mean nothing to you?
I mean, I guess it's not a big thing to me, Jay. No, not to me.
If I'm gonna put you on the spot, Latoya. No, I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to do it to somebody else.
Okay. And, Jay, also, I've been following in that case, too.
What
happened to that young, beautiful girl? I've been listening.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that's one of the topics for tonight.
Okay.
We're not going to stay on Thanksgiving all night. We got other topics to talk about. We got to talk about Black Friday. We got to talk about, I forgot the other topic. Black Friday, Thanksgiving, Shaquilla Robinson, Kwanda movie. But look, damn, thank you. Time be going so fast, I don't know. But look, Latoya.
Yes. Yes.
What we going to do is I'm gonna come stay with us. I'm gonna come right back to you, okay?
Definitely. Okay.
All right. See, that's what I like about the people who listen to my show. Even the people before the show. Right before the show, I had somebody send me an article about Shaquilla Robinson that somebody was arrested. Right before the show, I had somebody texting me, ask me, am I okay? Am I ready for the show? You know what I mean? And all that mattered to me, the people that root for me, the people that want me to win, you know, and I feel like I got to win for them. I do this from the heart. I don't really ask for nothing. I watch other people doing podcasts on YouTube and people donate to them all the time. All I say in my heart is I'll get there. I do this because, I mean, I went to college to be a journalist. So doing this podcast thing and everything, I feel like I'm doing what I was meant to do. I always been a talk. I always been good at talking. As long as I don't lose my voice cords or my voice box or nothing, that's what I'm going to do. Me and Forrest used to talk about that. Like, this is something you could do until you, like, 80, 90 years old. You could always talk. We young for this profession, and we just getting started. My goal is to be syndicated. And when I get syndicated, I remember everybody who helped me get there. We've been having a lot of great shows. Great, great shows. But anyway, we're going to keep the show moving. Let me see. I'm going to give you my idea of Thanksgiving. Then we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back because you got a million people on the phone line. We got a million people on the line. Forrest, I forgot what number you hit me from. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. So look, this is where we at. Thanksgiving, is a beautiful thing. It brings families together. They haven't been together in a while. And it's a loving occasion where people get to cook and make food and we all eat. But B being the face of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, I have to give my honest opinion and my knowledge. Now, a long time ago, we talking about Thanksgiving. A long time ago, it was Indians, and they had their own land. Sometime along that, about 100 colonists, Europeans, stumble up on the land. Now, don't get me wrong. If everybody know Malcolm X, he always say, "You didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on you. It was already here." In Massachusetts, it was about 100 colonists that stumbled on some land. Now, the Indians was already there. The Indians was already there living off the land, berries, fruits, fish. You know, Indians was okay. The 100 colonists came there, and they didn't have a clue what was going on. As a matter of fact, the last winter before they encountered the Indians, it was about 100 of them. About 50 of them died because they didn't know how to live. They didn't know how to maneuver and live. So out of the 50 that lived, and remember this, of the 50 who died, we're talking about European people. They almost starved to death that winter. They was actually eating the other 50 people that died. And that's further on down the line where they even was tried and convicted of cannibalism for that. But they came to the Indians and, you know, they sat down and they proclaimed peace. And it was a trick. It was genocide. So they killed, I forgot the tribe of the Indians. And they took over. They came like it was peace and we was going to have a meal, but it was a trick to take the Indians' land and all that and everything like that. So Thanksgiving, they really celebrating is a massacre of the Indian people and taking over their land and everything. You know, before that, the Indians, like I said, we was living off the land. It's the European people, the European people that came and started trying to, you know, they didn't really know how to live off the land. They made rows of this and rows of that and rows of that, but the Indians, they knew, they put everything together for the nutrition and everything could build off of each other. This is real history. And then come along Abraham Lincoln with the Emancipation Proclamation. But what a lot of people don't know is the same day he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, he signed an act. I guess it was for a massacre of, what was this Indian name? Wait 1 second. I can't remember the Indian name. But the Indians have put up a revolt. So the same day he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, he signed a order to have I can't remember how many Indians it was. They have certain amount of Indians massacred. And that's on a whole nother ordeal. Like this, it get real deep. But I just want everybody to know this. Thanksgiving was something that the Europeans, they fixed up the make, but it's really in all belief, it's a genocide. It's a Thanksgiving. It's thanks for the massacre of Indians and taking over their land and fooling the Indians. And what was so sad is that the Indians was helping them. Because remember what I said, it was like 100 colonists came there. Like 50 died over the winter and only maybe 50 lived. The pilgrims. So anyway, I get too deep with this. We're going to keep moving on. I'm still trying to remember Forrest's number if I could bring Brother Leon in. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back in. If I could get in touch. Everybody, listen. Everybody on the lines, I appreciate you on the lines for real. The people on the link, I appreciate you. I'm gonna find out my Cash App if I could tell everybody my Cash App. See if I can get a couple of dollars from Cash App to support the show. But look, we're gonna take a quick break. I'm having a good time tonight, and I hope everybody else is. We're gonna go back to Gene Corn. So we'll be right back. Keeping it real with Jay Sean.
Let go. Don't let it go. Let go. No. Now that you know I can't live without you. Please don't let it go. Let go. Don't let it go today. No, no. Don't take advantage of mine. She's a bad. Now that I've given you every part of me. Don't let it go today. No. Don't let it go to that. No. Cause when you're playing games, it will be a shame. Now that you know,
Whoa, Keston. That song had me grooving. We got to get to the phone lines because there's too much going on tonight. 1178, you live.
What's going on, brother? I need you to write that number down so you can remember me when I come up here, brother.
Now, I know your number. That's why I clicked. I brought you right in. Forrest called me from a different number, and I couldn't remember his number.
Right. That's a new number for him. He's on the line.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the line. He called me. He called me, but I was in a little meeting, in a little quick discussion I was in with somebody, and he told me that you wanted me to come on, but I told him I couldn't make it in there. But as soon as I got off the meeting, you know, I just called straight in and hit the button. I know your show is about giving. I know it's about Thanksgiving. You know, the thing you know about, I'm learning about giving out information, is that some people will take it, some people won't. And what I share with everybody when I give anybody information, no matter whose show I'm on, whose format I'm on, I always tell people, don't listen to anything I say. Please get on your computer, get on your search engine, and look up what I share with you for yourself, you know. And when we start talking about Thanksgiving, you got it right. I don't know what anybody else said because I wasn't up here in the early part of the show, so I don't know what everybody else said and chimed into, but I want to share that, first of all, melanated people was on all four corners of the earth in the beginning. There was nobody else here but us. We were here. Look it up for yourself. You'll find the same thing out for yourself. And no offense to anybody that follows any religion. So I'm not picking out any religion, one religion. But we were here tens and thousands of years before any religion. And so We were spiritual people. We prayed to the universe. That's what we did. And how everybody else came about was that we went up into the Caucasus Mountains, because in the Bible it tells us that something was up there. And we went up there and we started sleeping with the people that was up there, which was the caveman, which was never us. Make that clear. And that's where everybody else came from. They started coming down. Now, the Indians, if nobody don't know, Indians are Eskimos. They come from up south where it's real cold, the North Pole, the South Pole. They're Eskimos. And they started having all experiences like we did. And some of them that was born did not like the cold weather. So they came down through the back trails of the mountains, in between the mountains where nobody could see them traveling. And you got that right, too, brother. They came down, and a lot of them were sick. A lot of them came down here, and they were sick. They died. They carried diseases down here. And they died. Some of them died when they got down here. So they came down in the warm climate. And if anybody that looked at TV and looked at Cowboys and Indians shows, just look at it, and you got something else right, brother. The Indians, the Europeans used the Indians to catch us as slaves, to bring us back.
Mm-hmm.
When the Indians know no better, when the Indians didn't know no better, they thought that the Europeans made them think that we were the enemy. So the Indians was catching us and bringing us back to the slave masters when we ran off. So now, if you look at any of the Cowboys movies, look at the Cowboy movies, when the Europeans started fighting with the Indians, Indians was always on top of the mountains looking down, where it was hard for the Europeans to even get up there to bring them down. So what they did was, like they do, they waved the white flag to say that they gave up. They were surrendering. And so they got the Indians to come down, and they prepared a big feast that they always did or do. And then they got them drunk, and you got that right, too. When they went to sleep, they massacred them in their sleep. Hundreds of them. Massacred them all in their sleep. And so that's where the word Thanksgiving comes from, because the Europeans said, thanks for giving us your land. Because when the Indians came and they settled, what the Europeans found out was there were oil on that land. So they wanted that land because they wanted to get the essentials off of there. And we're not talking about the Europeans that may be on your line, Jay. They may come on my line. They may come on Far's line. They may come on any one of us now. We're talking about the past. So I don't want to offend anybody that may be European that's up here. The past is the past. These things happen. They hid them from us for a long time, but you can no longer hide it from us now because the truth is starting to come out about everything. And that's just one thing. And so that's where Thanksgiving came from. Now, if anybody don't believe me, please take out your pens and paper and look up the Trail of Tears. Please look up the Trail of Tears. It'll tell you the story for yourself. Don't listen to nothing I say. Please go online and look this up for yourself. True story. You got a lot of it right, Jack. You got a lot of it right. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I had muted my phone.
You got
that's
a lot of
real.
It right.
And this is the only thing I'm saying, that just like you, everybody know that Thanksgiving is about, the culture is about family and bringing love and everything. I want everybody to know how Thanksgiving came about. You know what I mean? It's a celebration of genocide, a massacre. But anyway, like you said, that's way back in 1600s?
1600s, yeah, 1500s, yes.
Yeah, back in the 1600s. So,
we learned to turn it into religion, you know. I don't celebrate any of the holidays at all, right? Because they're all paganistic. So I know the truth about all of them. But I want to say this to you, my brother. I had a family member who flew in from Florida. He got here at 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning. He came all the way from Florida to cook our turkey, right? And when he got here, he asked, you know, it was just me, my mom, my dad, my sister, and him and his girl. He asked us to come and sit down. And what he said was he thanked my parents for taking him and his sister in and taking care of them. And he said he never knew the true story on how he ended up with us. And he's my cousin. He's my first cousin's son. And I said, when y'all live with us, we never looked at you as being my cousin. We looked at you as being our little brother and our little sister. That's how we was growing up. So he said, I just want to thank y'all for looking out for me and my sister, because I never knew the true story until not too long ago when Munch, you know, explained it to me. And then he said, he looked at me, he said, and you, I want to thank you because you were my father. He said, you were the only father that I knew. Still to the day, you still that father figure for me. And he said, I want to thank you. So we can turn a bad thing into a good thing.
Most definitely.
When you listen to stuff like that, when you start listening to things like that, when people are giving back and they're saying how they appreciate what you've done for them, no matter where Thanksgiving started from, we know where it started from. But we're here now. Those people in the 1600s and the 1500s, Those racist individuals are not here. You still have racist people in the world. You do. You do. But it's more of us that's not than it is of them. And the ones that are, they're hidden. And so as long as they stay hidden, they do their little stuff on the side or whatever the case is, as long as they don't think, they could never take that back, take us back there. You know, not with the stuff that's going on out here right now. They could never get that back. But I'm just saying to people, whatever your Thanksgiving was and how it was and whatever it meant to you, it's all about giving back. And my cousin flew here for one day and turned around and got on the plane this morning at 7 o'clock just to say that. And that's giving back. That's thanks.
It definitely is. See, Leon, you were a real brother. That's why I always appreciate when you call in. The vibes is mutual. Are you a Virgo?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. Because me and Virgos always connect like that. But look, Real knows real. Hey, Leon, stay with us, okay?
Yes, sir, brother.
All right. I'm trying to see if anybody else on the phone lines, but we got to get to these other topics. I see everybody on the phone lines, but we got some other topics. Let me see if people is here with us. 6246. You wanted to go live?
Oh, now you got it, my brother.
Oh, I found your number.
Yeah, you got lucky, Jay. You was rolling the dice.
I'm not tooting my own horn, but it's a lot of people on the phone line, so it's hard for me to. I need a personal assistant. My boy Dre out here somewhere. He's just listening.
I'm going to holler at Dre a little later on. I don't know if you got that message to him, but I need to talk to the brother.
Did you? No, did you get Laura West's phone number I text you?
No, I text you back. I said I didn't get it, but I said I was going to
call
you.
Yeah, but I sent it again.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't check. All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Look.
You got to bring Lord on. See how he's doing out there in Wisconsin.
Hey, yo. We was talking about Thanksgiving, but we getting ready to move to another subject. So,
okay.
I don't want to speed past you, but you want to say anything about Thanksgiving?
No, you can move on because I'm gonna tell you why. What Leon said is correct. That's the understanding I've had for years now. So the brother kind of spoke for me. So I guess we can move along, and I like that record, Jay. Was that your selection? Or was that your... I like you playing that, man. With Gene Carter. Yes, sir. I know that wasn't Dre's idea. I know that was yours, probably.
Hey, yo, I was thinking about you when I picked that song earlier. Word is bond, I swear. I said, Forrest don't like this old school jam right here. I'm gonna play it again.
Don't let it go to your head, boy.
Hey, stay with us, Forrest.
Okay, yeah, you know I will. Yes, sir.
All right. 2986. Did you want to go live? 2986. All right. 392, did you want to go sit live?
Yeah, I know. It's Dr. James. I'm just listening. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Dr. James? Yeah, what's going on?
How you doing? I'm all right. I'm just listening. Okay. Now, I agree with everybody about, you know, that is not the true, that what they tell is not the true story of Thanksgiving. But I do believe in God. And I believe that even though the way it started may not have been the right way, God has used this and changed this around to make it a holiday where we can gather with our family, right, and appreciate them and thank them for the things they did for us.
What story did you hear how Thanksgiving started?
Well, I mean, I heard bits and pieces like what Leon was saying and so forth. But the Indians were here first. They got cheated.
Right.
One of the things that I noticed, I mean, well, I figured I wasn't there, but I believe is the Indians were more generous people. They didn't believe in possession, like this is mine, this is yours. They didn't believe that. They believed like everything came from God or whatever. It was for everybody. You call them more or less, they would be more or less socialists. Whereas
right.
the Europeans came over here and they was more like, well, this is mine, this is, you know, so they would be more or less like, claiming stuff like capitalists. So when the Indians was over here,
hold up, I don't mean to cut you off. Yo, that was that was an important point you just made there, Doctor. For real, I ain't mean to cut you off, but look, you hit the spot right there. What you said to Indians, like the land was nothing because it was just land. To the Europeans, it was something different. You know, it was something that they wanted to take from somebody. But anyway, go ahead. You was right on point with that. Go ahead.
Well, like Leon said, they came out the mountains. So when they came, right. You know, now I'm not saying all that because I don't know. Leon knows best. But if they came from the cold area, like up north in the mountains, they didn't have good land to grow stuff on in the mountains. The land is not good for growing. Like down here,
that's
especially
why,
like
that's
in the
why
Midwest,
half of them died. That's why
and in
half
the
of
South,
them died.
Yeah, but the land down here is ideal for growing stuff, like in the South and the Midwest and so forth. So they seen that things could grow on this land, and they couldn't do that so well in where they came from. So, and then the way that they lived was. They build a fence around the land and say, this is mine. See, the Indians didn't build no fences. They just let the food grow naturally, eat it up, and then go somewhere else where they had other food growing, eat that, and then leave the land alone, and then come back next year or whatever and get some more food. But see, the Europeans, they're used to possessing things like, this is mine. So they built that fence around here, and they said, nobody don't come on this land because this is my land. I got the fence. Now, it wasn't their land. It was the Indians' land from the beginning, but the Indian never built no fence around it. So the Europeans came out with the rifle and the shotgun and said, don't come on my land. Because that was like probably why you had all these fights, because the Indians were coming back to the land they used to get their food for all the time and trying to get some food. But now this guy done built a fence around the land, and the food they normally eat, he won't let them get their food no more because he got a fence around there. He's standing there with a shotgun saying, don't come into my land. So it was a different scenario. You know, they had two different concepts of land. I think that was one of the major issues. It's not that they wanted to kill the Indians, but they wanted to control their land. And they didn't care that the Indians was using that land a long time for them to survive before they got there. You know? That's all I had to say.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's 100% right. And the only reason, you know, I'm talking about that is because, you know, I'm just giving everybody a different perspective of Thanksgiving. I'm not taking away from everybody's cultural feeling on it or nothing like that. Because, like I said, it is a good thing. Brings family together and, so we leave it like that. But look, stay with me, Dr. Kelly. I mean, not Dr. Kelly. I got another doctor to call here.
Dr. James.
James. One second. Hey, Dr. James, what do you know about Black Friday?
I don't know nothing about it, man, other than every once in a while I get a good sale. Like, I bought me a printer one time on Black Friday. You can get some good sales. But as far as how it came about or not, I think all the holidays just set up for businesses to make money. I think every single holiday that the government sets up is for businesses to make money, for people to spend money. And if you think about it, I thought darn near every month was a holiday. If you look at it, it is pretty much. I think August don't have no holidays, but that's the summertime when people go on vacation. But all the rest of the months, there's some kind of holiday or something for you to spend some money. So Black Friday is just another day to get people to spend money. That's what I think.
No, you're right. Black Friday. Thanks for, yo, stay with us, okay?
All right.
Black Friday was really the real meaning, like Black Friday, like all the store owners, not the consumers, I guess the people that own stores and everything. I don't know if everybody know that all year long, they in the red. They don't make money. That's all the stores, clothing stores that you see in the mall, all the big Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all of them, all the stores and even the lower chains, they all be in the red all year long. And then the day after Thanksgiving, which is Black Friday, is the day that they make, did they come out the red. So they make all their money on Black Friday from losing all year from January to November. They in the black and they losing. And this one day right here, it makes up for the whole year. And that's how they all live. Now, it's been a decline since 2015 because now, you know, with the social net, internet and everything, you don't have as many people going to the stores like they used to, like trampling over everybody and fighting and all that. I would have said because 80% of the people do it online now, but the other 20% still go to the stores and do that Black Friday thing. But I want to talk about the Macy's Day Parade. Who ever been to the Macy's Day Parade? The owner of Macy's, his actual name is R.A. Macy's. That's the owner of Macy's. Now, back in, I guess, the 1930s or 40s, when immigrants started coming into the United States, a lot of them had to work in certain areas, and a lot of them, you know, were working in areas with R.H. Macy. And, you know, immigrants, you know, they proud people, and they dress different. So what they would do, it's like around Thanksgiving, they would just walk around the block with they, you know, with their garments on. So R.H. Macy, the owner of Macy's, he's like, oh, wow, check this out. He came up with the idea to have the parade. So once a year, they got the Macy's Day Parade. Everybody done seen the Macy's Day Parade. And you got all the floats. And what we got on the floats? All different stores and mascots and everybody waving to the kids. And the kids waving to them. I want that, mommy. I want that, daddy. I want that, mommy. See, the Macy's Day Parade is one big commercial. The next time you see the Macy's Day Parade, it's got everybody got their own float, like 10, 20, 30, 100 floats, but every float represents a store. For what? To get you to want to buy. They started that parade like in, I think, 1941 or some shit. And now it's what the biggest, it's part of the biggest shopping event in the whole world. But look, follow me now. The Macy's Day Parade is just one big commercial. The floats. And then what? What's the last float on the Macy's Day Parade? Think about it. The last float on the Macy's Day Parade. You know who on the last float? Santa Claus. Waving. Bye. But he not waving B-Y-E. He waving B-U-Y. The whole parade is just one big commercial. And that's the way the whole this whole world is. The powers that be and the people that run this country, thing is about money. Anyway, let me get off of that. Too philosophical today. We got other topics we got to get to. I see the people on the phone lines. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm getting deep. I'm sipping on Tito's tonight, and I'm on my journalistic thing tonight. But if you're on the line and you want to go live, please press 1. You know what I mean? It's Thanksgiving, hot weekend. Let's make it do what it do. 88. Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
It's Francisca Nunez. How you doing?
Oh, wow. Hey, Fred. Yo, this is crazy. Hey, Fred, check this out. And I want everybody to know, this is actually the first time I ever heard her voice. We ever talked on the phone, right?
No, never.
Francisca, but look, no, I'm not even going to go there yet. We're going to talk about something else first. How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Listening to your show.
Well, you should have heard the whole show.
I know. I was listening to something else, but then I hopped on. Sorry.
What? We've been talking about Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and we've been all over the place. But let me tell you something.
And
it is the holidays, and I'm getting my sip on. So
good. good.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep it real.
Yeah, you have some good hot topics tonight.
Yeah, but first, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. I can't complain. I'm blessed. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, too.
What did you do?
I worked with my seniors.
You worked?
I worked. They were all alone, so I had to be with them. Huh?
Oh, you work with the seniors. You a loving person.
Yeah, I had to be with them. Yeah, everybody knew I was working, so I had to stay with them. They all live alone.
Okay. I'm trying to think. So what is the real meaning of Thanksgiving to you?
Well, to me, it's just being thankful. Just being thankful for everything that you have, family, friends, you know, just being thankful, you know, don't take anything, like, I don't take anything for granted. I'm just thankful for everything. Material to me is nothing. What matters is, like, the people to me. So I'm just thankful,
right,
you know, of everybody in my surroundings. That's it. That's what matters. That and God.
Right. And that,
yeah,
that's
nothing
what it's
else
supposed
matters.
To be.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed to be. You
Because everything comes and goes.
you know, you really tore up my podcast. With 4 weeks left to go in the year, I think you got the most impactful podcast that I had.
Yes, it was definitely awesome.
Somebody else had more numbers, but as far as impact, you had the most impactful podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you. Right after we got off the show, everybody texted me through Messenger, what's up, and Facebook. Like, we did awesome. So that's what we just got to do, bring the message out.
And now that I got you on the air, I can tell you, so many people reached out to me. They want to get you on a podcast. And people was hitting me. And now, and I hope they on the line listening. And people was just hitting me up like, I want to get her on my podcast. I want to get her on my podcast. And then Dr. Kelly, I don't know if she on right now. She actually has a domestic violence forum that she wanted to talk to you about. But look, I knew it was the holidays and everything, but I'm gonna touch base with you, and I'm gonna give all the information to you.
All right, no problem. It will be an honor.
You really touched a lot of people's hearts out there.
Thank you. That's what it's for.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
You never know who you help.
I remember that you said that you – did you say you mentored or you helped six other females? I don't remember.
Yeah, I still mentor them, all six. You know, all of them had – except for one. You know, sometimes some go back and, you know, I just – you know, I'm not here to break relationships, but if you decide to go back, you know, that's on you. I give the resources. I give the information. I lend them my ear, you know, so I do, you know, I do mentor them over the phone. I do mentor them in person. It doesn't matter how long we're on the phone and how long we are in person. That's just, you know, me. I put myself out there.
Okay. If you ever have anybody that you think, you know, want to talk about it, just let me know, and I'll bring them on the show. Not for, like, it's not all about the show purposes. It's about to enlighten and help other people out there.
Absolutely. You know what educate. I mean?
So educate. Each one teach one.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're here for.
Oh, man, I'm really glad you called in tonight. You surprised me. I was hoping that you did. For real.
No, I was.
People been driving me crazy for your info. You don't really know. But I was. It's like the holidays. I was like, I'm not bothering her on the holidays. You know what I mean? But some close friend of mine that got podcasts, they want to get you on the show to tell your story. You know, we gonna make it happen if it's cool with you.
Okay, no problem. I'm here for it. No problem.
Okay.
You can give them information. I'm available. I do have to say, December 9th, I'm being honored in New York. So
Okay. After
December 9th, you know, they have me.
Mm. Y'all heard that. After December 9th, I'll plug you in with Francisca. Hi, Francisca, right? What you say your nickname
correct.
Was, Franny?
Yes.
Franny. I'll hook y'all in with Franny. Mentor, domestic violence survivor. What's the rest of your titles?
Oh, I do human trafficking, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. You name it. I studied everything. I mean, I know everything because along the way, I like people helping me too, but I educated myself during COVID for that.
What's up? All right. I got to Are you going to stay with us or you got something to do? You going? Yeah. You leaving?
No, I'm going to listen in. I'm going to listen in.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Don't go nowhere.
No problem. I'm here to stay.
All right. That's Francisca, y'all. She was on my podcast last week and tore the podcast down and got everybody beating me down for her info and all that. And I want everybody to win. Trust me. I want everybody to win. I just don't want you to beat me. But look, we got to get to another topic. A serious topic on this note. Everybody know, unless you was like Rip Van Winkle living under a rock, about the tragedy that happened in Mexico last week with the 25-year-old black female, Shaquilla Robinson. She went to Mexico with her girlfriends, and something happened, and she was murdered at the hands of her friends. Broken neck, dislocated spinal cord. Her friends called for assistance, and a doctor came in Mexico, and they told the doctor that she had alcohol poisoning. The doctor informed her that she should be taken to the hospital, but her friends declined and wanted her treated there. 15 minutes after that, she was pronounced dead. Her friends called her mother and told her that she was suffering from alcohol poisoning. But the autopsy confirmed that she died from a broken neck and an injury to her spinal cord. This is such a sad situation, and it goes back to friends. Who are your true friends? She went down there with her friends. Now, it's a video surfacing of a female fighting with Shaquilla. And a gentleman, I guess, with the camera, a gentleman telling Shaquilla to fight back. And she didn't want – I didn't watch the video because I don't like shit like that. And her saying she didn't want to fight back. Allegedly, while they all was in Mexico, somebody found out that Shaquilla had set somebody up back in North Carolina, and the person was killed. That was related to somebody that was with her on the Mexican trip. And I guess that led to the girl attacking Shaquilla. I really don't know. All I know that they say thanks to black media that it was brought to the light in the United States, or maybe it would have been brushed under the rug. But no matter here or there, nobody think a 25-year-old African American female was killed, beaten to death by her friends or one of her friends. I'm really not sure. The last thing I heard was that prosecution in Mexico, the prosecutor, they had an arrest warrant for femicide, and a femicide is, I guess, in Mexico mean a female murder. Femicide. So really, I just hope they get to the bottom of this. You know, it's a terrible thing. You, a 25-year-old girl, you send your daughter, you know, trust her to go to Mexico with her friends. And she wound up with a broken neck and spinal injury. And they really need to make some people talk. They need to make the guy talk to videotape the assault. And thank God they made an arrest tonight. For real. Really, thank God they made an arrest tonight. If there's anybody who knows more about the situation of Sequoia Robinson, just press one. But it was brought to my attention earlier by Dr. Kelly that on the same day Sequoia was murdered, four other Americans was murdered. So I don't know. This thing is above me or out of my league. So I really don't know. I just want the people that are responsible to be persecuted, and it's a lesson that everybody ain't your friend. This girl, 25 years old, went to Mexico with her friend and died in Mexico. So it's not a good thing. We're going to continue on. That was I talked about. I can't really tell who pressing one because it's so many. It's a couple of so many numbers here, but the show moving along. Anyway, we gonna if it's anybody out there saw the Wakanda movie. I saw Black Panther, and it was the bomb. Yeah, somebody just checked me and said, what about the person that she set up? I mentioned that. You know what? Remember, we didn't have the Lisa experience tonight because my sister, she's on vacation somewhere. Let's know what we're going to do. Now my daughter tell me, hold up, this is what I'm going to do. Is she listening? This is one of my daughters. Because it's a coincidence that she just texted me and told me the movie was good. Oh, she said she listening to me. That's so hot. Yo, don't listen. Come on my show and tell me about the movie. It's only going to take you. I'm going to call you right now. Give me 2 minutes of your time. All right? That's what I'm talking about right there. I didn't even know. Let's see what's going on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Man, this your first time live on your father radio show. We got plenty of people listening to you.
I be listening sometimes.
That's what's up, because when I make it to the top and I get syndicated, I remember that you listen. But all your brothers and sisters who didn't support me, they can't get nothing.
They're
going to be calling me. I'm going to have my personal census to answer the phone saying, he not available. Don't ask me for nothing. But then, anyway, everybody out there listening, this is my daughter, Angel. I don't know. I got 8 kids. I think she is the 6th, maybe. 5th or 6th, something. I lose numbers. Anyway,
somewhere,
so tell us,
somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. Tell us about what's up with the movie. Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. All I'm gonna say is a must see.
I watched Black Panther a couple of days ago, and it was the bomb. I loved it. So that's why I thought I was gonna see part two, but I didn't. But anyway, tell us about what is it? Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever. Yeah. I'm not gonna spoil it. But I'm gonna say that it was good. It's a must see. You have to watch it.
But did you see part one?
Yes. Yep.
And was it better than part one?
Yes. It's way more action, and it's a couple surprises in there.
Who that talking in the background? Put her on the phone.
Of course, you know who it is, Big Mouth.
No,
get on the phone, Shaw.
I lost my voice.
No. What's up with the movie?
The movie was really good.
First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's up?
Oh, look at me getting a shout out on the radio.
That's my daughter. What, wife? That's how I say it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's my daughter's wife. All right. What did you think about the movie?
The movie was really good. It was really, really good. I'm not really into Marvel movies like that, but that movie is a must see. Like she said.
Tell me more than what Angel told me.
I don't want to spoil it. All right.
It's a new Black Panther.
Yeah, it's basically a new Black Panther. But there might be a third. That's all I'm going to say. There should be a third. The way that Angel, a third, part three.
So it's worth going to see in the movies.
It is. Yeah, the way the movie ends, it's like, They're telling you that it's going to be a part three.
Because I just watched part one. So
yeah, it was really good. But part two is, I feel like it's better. It got a lot of surprises in there.
In my brain, I can't even, like, figure out, like, which way they went. At least tell us which way did they go with it. Well, I mean, what happened? Did the Black Panther mother go on to rule the land, his sister?
The sister rules it. The sister. I'll tell you that.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Damn, why you just told us that?
You asked me to. But it's more than just that. It's more than that. So I'm not going to tell you the spoiler alert about the end of the movie. The sister takes over, but there is an end where you're not going to think that it's going to be in there.
Make sure you watch all the way
through. You have to watch after the credits. You have to watch after the credits.
After the credits?
Yes, for you to understand the part three.
Okay. Listen, happy birthday, first of all. Today your birthday, right? Or yesterday?
Today, yeah.
Today, oh wow. How you 17, right?
I wish I was 17 again.
No, I'm messing with you. But look, thanks for calling in. I just wanted to, because I didn't have anybody else calling in. I don't think they was gonna tell me about the movie, and I had it for a review. So I need to get somebody on here who knew about Thanksgiving. So thank y'all for calling. Yo, listen to the rest of the show.
All right.
What's the weather in North Carolina? What's the weather in North Carolina?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's 55.
55? Oh, that's good weather. Okay. All right. We moving on. Thank you for calling. Love you. Brother say I love you too. They hung up on me fast as hell. Um,
We got what time is it? 9:52. Something. What did we get? We didn't get to. Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to do something real quick. Everybody bear with me. We having a good time tonight. He really is. But I wanted to keep this. I love this podcast, for real. Let's, we want to do something else tonight. Damn, what happened? Wait a minute. Okay, there it go. One second, everybody. Let's see. Let's see what's going on here.
Hello?
Yo, what up? What the hell is going on?
Hey, what's going on with you?
You live on the radio show.
Oh, hello, everyone.
It's been a hell of a show.
Always. That's the type of show you have.
Yo, it's been, I never had this many callers in my life. I just had Angel on the line because she went and saw Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
So, you know, that was one of the reviews. But anyway, I told everybody I gave you the night off. So where you at? What you doing? This is my sister, Lisa.
We at Showboat in Atlanta City.
This is my sister, everybody, from Elisa Experience. You in the Showboat in Atlantic City?
Uh-huh.
Doing what?
Well, I needed some time off, so me and my daughter did a road trip, and we've been down here for the day so far. Basically, Showboat Change is not a casino no more. It has a lot of activities for kids, so we've just been walking around and relaxing, enjoying ourselves, eating food. The weather was beautiful. God blessed us with some beautiful weather after the rain this morning. And I'm missing everyone, but I truly needed a me day, me weekend, just to get away and just clear my head from, sometimes you just got to get away and clear your head to be able to go back and start anew.
What you wasn't listening on the link?
No, I'm away. But someone's called, one of your callers called me and told me how great it was and all the people that called in and what they was talking about. So I was happy that you had a good show.
Oh,
41
yeah.
year in relationship for me.
Okay, yeah, 41 relationship. She was on here early. We on the way.
Yeah, she's not 40 no more.
She says she's 41.
It's 41 now, yeah.
We on the way to we on the way to the top with this podcast. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's what you want to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving forward to 2023.
Yeah. I only got 2000, my birthday is in September. I only got 10 more months to be to have my dream, what I want, to be living in Atlanta with a lake in the back of my house. And so I only got 10 more months. So if I'm still on this podcast in 10 months and I don't have my accomplishments or everything I want to do, I'll blow my brains out.
No, you ain't got to do all that. Just make it happen.
Yeah, I'm going to talk it into existence.
Anyway, yeah, just talk. Well, you already talked into existence. It's there already.
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on with... What was Thanksgiving to you? I had a lot of different people talking about Thanksgiving out here.
Oh, that's what you want me to talk about? Okay. So, like everyone know, I work in a group home and I take care of disabled adults. So I made them a Thanksgiving dinner. I made turkey, stuffing, macaroni and cheese. I made cornbread. They had string beans. They had yams. I made a German chocolate cake for them. Made apple pie, and then I took one of my clients to go visit their parents in Denville. I stayed there the whole time with her because I wanted to help the mom out so she could be able to enjoy herself and finish cooking. So I watched her daughter for her, and I had a great time with the family. They treated me well. I felt comfortable. I felt welcome, and that's what Thanksgiving is about. Thanksgiving is about giving of yourself. So for yesterday, instead of spending time with my own family, I decided to give myself to other people. And I don't know if it was good or bad, but I think that's sometimes we're down here to do for others more than for ourselves.
I told everybody at the beginning of the show that I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, that I didn't really have holidays. So did that affect you in any kind of way?
We didn't grow up with holidays, but for me, Thanksgiving always was the best for me. Not far as the food, but, you know, being in the kitchen with my mom and watching her cook and helping her bring different items to the table for her to put into her food and to watch, you know, my brothers eat. You know, you would get things that you wouldn't normally get through the year to eat. And, you know, just family. But I'm glad you brought that topic up because I wanted to say something. Well, I'm going to say it since you asked me. It's sad that after COVID and we went through missing a lot of our family members and not being with them and not having Thanksgiving like we usually do, that it's weird that a lot of people now that it's opening up, people are still angry with their family members, don't talk to their family members, don't check on them, didn't invite them. And I think that through the years, we should not be living in that same type of life. Like, your family's your family, no matter who they are. You know what I mean? You don't have to love your family, but you got to like them. And sometimes you don't got to like them, but you can accept them. You know what I mean? It's lonely to be somewhere on a holiday. Like, I was going to work yesterday morning, and I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts to get me something before I went to work. And this guy was standing by the window. So I gave him some change, and I said, yo, bruh, it's too cold for this. Go be with your family. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you ain't got to be out in the dark waiting for somebody to give you some change on a holiday. You know what I mean? Make amends with your family. Like, it's too sad to be sitting there and you worrying about getting high or whatever the means is out in the cold. Like, we really got to band together and, like, we got to make ourselves, it's got to be better. It's got to be better for everyone. Like, it's getting too many people out there that's walking in nothingness. Like, this is a life right here. We only get one. This is one ride that you pay for or you got for free. Let's ride it. You're supposed to ride it out. Like, don't stop and don't get back on. Get back on it. You know what I mean? It's worth it.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't really want to disturb you too much, but I want, thanks for somebody texting me that I didn't let on the line tonight. You got to press 1 if you're on the line, if you got a statement to say. I see a lot of people on the line tonight. But look, would you say you in the showboat?
I'm showboat, yeah.
They got roulette?
No, they don't have a casino here no more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I said. They made it like...
I was going to say go on the roulette. Go on roulette. 17 black.
Oh, maybe my daughter, but you know I don't gamble.
Always bet on black.
Yeah, well, I betted on that already ever since I've been here on this earth, yeah.
All right, yo, look, I'm going to talk to you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for answering the phone.
Yeah, and everyone, look, I miss you. Everybody be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Take it down. Let's everybody try to make it over the weekend. Be careful out there. You know what I mean? Be careful out there. Somebody needs you. Just remember, somebody out there needs somebody.
You getting laid?
Thank you for having me again.
You getting laid tonight?
No, I'm with my daughter, so I'm not. You know that I'm not there. we having a girls' night, but you can get laid for me and let me know about it next time I talk to you. So have a good night, everyone, and brother, see you later. Next time we have to take another road trip.
All right. Definitely. So look, we almost at the end of the show for tonight. But what I'm gonna do, something that I don't usually do, but I'm gonna go through all the numbers that pressed one earlier and some that didn't respond, in case you wanted to say something, because we passed 10 o'clock, but they still give us some more time. So let's keep on going. 1 second. 6246. Did you want to speak?
Yes, sir, my brother. All right.
Well, that's far. Well, that's good. I keep forgetting that number.
Yeah. You got to get used to it. After a while, you get used to it. I'm keeping this new number
now.
It's all right. Yeah. Well, I just want to say you had a wonderful show. Shout out to Miss Francesca. I didn't hear Shadi on here tonight. He was on Miss Adrian's show earlier.
He just ain't saying
What's that, Shadi? My man, my brother.
I see his number.
Yeah. He's kind of quiet tonight. He's meditating. And what's his name? What happened with Dre?
Dre listening.
Hey, Dre, I'm going to be in contact with you, my brother. I'll get the number and give you a buzz. And I'd just like to say to everyone, Jay, once again, wonderful show, brother. And I'd just like to let everybody know that this is the man that got me started, okay? Because I was on his platform for, I would say about what, Jay, about a year and a half, 2 years?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, and you know, here's the funny thing. Most of the people in my industry were saying, Foss, man, do a podcast. I said, nah, man, I won't be bothered with that. And Jay was like, he was the niche. He was the linchpin. He said, Foss, start. So I said, okay, man, let me start. I went on his platform, ain't looked back since. You know, he did say, he made a prediction that was correct. He said, man, once you get started, it's hard to stop. And he wasn't lying, bro.
Yep.
So now I enjoy it. I'm giving back. And another thing he said that's true. You could do this to you. I'm 65. I can do it till I'm 70, 75. As long as the Most High bless me with good health, this is the way I'm going out, Jay. They're gonna put a podcast in my tomb. Yo.
Look, I don't want to cut you off, but look. I was telling somebody, I think earlier or the other day, like, life is funny. You met me when I was a promoter.
Right.
I had a couple of female dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know shit about North.
Right.
You took me to every spot in New York, every go-go spot in New York, introducing me to the owners, the bouncers. You turned me on. I didn't know anything about it. And I went on, for my career. You went on for your career. But you paved the way for me. And who would know 30 years later I would pave the way for you with podcast.
There you go, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. Well, so, that's why I got along with everybody. Because if I know somebody had a good heart, because, you know, I was intuitive. I always felt that somebody meant well, and I could tell I could wheel and deal with them just by the conversation we had. I got to show this brother around. Because there's been a few people,
right,
brother, along the way. I said, I'll get back to you. I ain't never got back with them, you know. Because
I
didn't
you
feel like they
everywhere.
Were going in the right direction.
You took me everywhere in North.
Yeah. And it was fun, too. It was fun.
It was big
mm-hmm.
fun. Everywhere. Dollhouse, Pacemakers, Brown
Benny's.
Derby.
Benny's.
Benny's,
50 90s, All them spots.
59E.
Big Shields. Don't forget about Big Shields.
Big Shield.
Hey, Jay, guess who I talked to not too long ago real quick? Remember
who?
Remember we called him Red Darius?
Yeah,
you know,
with the freckles.
With the freckles, yeah. I just talked to him. I asked him about
what?
Malik. You remember Malik? Yeah. He's, guess what? He's a
what?
Pastor at a church now that's about four blocks away from me.
Stop playing.
I'm telling you, brother, he's a pastor in a church. That's
wait a minute,
the cool
pastor, Malik or Red?
No. Red.
Red is a pastor?
Red is a pastor. Now, I talked to him. He knows a mutual friend of ours, King David. Okay? King David had him on the phone and said, you know everybody. Because Red knew my father. He knows my brothers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he came on and said, where you at now? He said, I'm at the church. I said, what church? He said, I thought he was going for, he said, nah, man, I'm a pastor. I thought he was going to worship or something. He said, nah, man, I'm a pastor. Now I was like, get out of here. Wow, man. So
from,
he told me, I asked him about
from
my.
From a pimp to a pastor.
Hey, man. Hey, and not only that, I asked him about Malik because I hadn't seen Malik in such a long time. You remember dark skin Malik that ran Big Shield?
Yeah,
he said he's in a wheelchair now. He got his leg amputated.
Oh, shit.
You never know, brother.
Like, you
from
see
day
how
to day.
Life be?
Yep.
See how life be for us?
Mm-hmm.
We used to run. We used to run in the, I don't know if you want to call it the depths of the gutter.
That's what it was.
Or depths of the gutter. And you said Red is a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Malik in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But we still here.
We still here, brother. That's right.
That's
and able to tell the story, because a lot of people ain't around to tell the story, man.
And
know,
I would love to go to Red Church, man, for real. So I'm going to talk to you, though, get an info behind the scenes. I would love to go to his church. And see
I told
how,
him I would show face. He right around the corner, man. I told him when next year sometime, right, I'm going to slide down to this church.
For real. That'd be some shit.
Hey, Jay, I want to mention this before I get off real quick. Tomorrow
night
on my show.
Whatever.
Yeah, real quick. Tomorrow night on my show, which is from 6 to 8 p.m., I got Professor Avery out of. Now, you just mentioned Atlanta. She's in the Atlanta area, all right? But she's going to talk about how she reversed her cancer, all right? She's been 30 years cancer-free because they gave her the chemo. She got tired, but they kept saying, no, get some more. It's making her sick. So she did some research. Right now she's a master herbalist, and she gives the protocol. She's going to come on and talk about how she reversed her cancer tomorrow evening from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's crazy. All right. We gotta really start cross promoting, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you said she gonna be on your show tomorrow, give the people your phone number.
Okay, family, get pen and paper. I threw you a warning shout there. All right, here's the number: 520-525-8633. One more time, y'all, just in case you had to run and get a pen and paper. 520-525-8633. And, Jay, before I go, did you and your sister and Shadi, did y'all come on my show when I had Dr. Irene on talking about the jab?
I forgot. I ain't going to lie. I was doing so much. I don't know if Shadi and my sister came on.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it.
It was powerful. I'm going to bring it back, though. I'll let you know next time. I'm going to bring it back, man, because they love to – man, they were lined up wanting to ask her questions, you know. She's a medical doctor. So, all right, but thanks, Jay. I appreciate it, man. You know that.
I'm going to connect you with Francisca, too.
Francisca, yeah, I got to talk. I got to bring her on as a guest, man, most definitely. Francisca.
Right. I made a mistake and delete you. What'd
you
say?
That's all right. No, I was just telling Francisca – I'm looking forward to speaking to her and getting on the show because she's a wealth of information and an inspiration to people, too, after what she went through. Because, you know, I heard her show last week when she was on, man. You see the response she got, so you know she's going to get a response mm-hmm. on my show, too, you know. So shout out to her and Dr.
You.
Kelly. And Dr. Kelly, Jay, I got to talk to Dr. Kelly to bring on because she's a very smart lady.
I got you.
I know you do, brother. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
5392, did you want to go live? 5392. 5392. 732. 5932. I know you've been on all night. Okay, it's okay. Five eight eight five. Any closing statements?
She had a great show.
Who is Latoya?
She had a great show.
Thank you, Latoya. Very
You're welcome.
Much. You always support.
Definitely.
That's what's up. Okay. Any closing statements you want to send, or are you good?
I give my condolences to that young girl's family.
Shaquilla Robinson, right?
Yes.
Anything you want to say about that?
I'm glad that her family getting justice.
Because
what happened to her was just so horrible.
It was.
I mean, who knows if that was so that supposedly she set someone up. I don't say, but I know that her friends wasn't her friends, and a guy that was filming, that supposed to have been her best friend.
Wow.
And he turned her. That was her best friend. She went down to celebrate his birthday. And he was the one that was video. He the one that told her, get up and fight.
Sad.
So she didn't have no friends.
Exactly.
She didn't have no friends. And it's just so sad. She had a lot going for herself. She really did. But my condolences to her family.
Mine too. Thanks
mm-hmm.
for calling. All right.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Brother Leon.
What's going on, brother?
It seemed like you got the last word for the night.
Brother, you had a great show. You know what I mean? If I had to say anything, I would say you had a great show, brother. All around, you know, my condolences go out to the young lady and her family. Also, and we have to do better as people, especially melanated people. When you talk about stuff like that, you know, it's heartbreaking and that we do this to each other. And she would still be alive if the gentleman that was hearing that's supposed to be a male was calling himself a man would have stepped in because she'd just still be alive. You know, so.
Right.
But you had a great show, man. Got a lot of people coming on, listening. I can't wait to hear some of these other shows, man. You know, I just like to lay back and just listen sometimes. Forrest wanted me to come on and talk about Thanksgiving. You know, I don't like going back and talking about the past, what it was. I want to talk about what is and what's yet to come.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Thank you, bro.
Always. I need you and Shadi, yo. I need both of you, John, you know, because I started an all-men support group. That's going to be on the 28th, same number. But not only that, brother, I got a heck of a show coming on the 5th of December, and I got an even better show coming on the 12th. I wish both of you brothers would chime in, brother, because especially
I'll
the 12th.
There.
And I'll
Shadi,
remind you, I could call both of you.
Shadi listening.
Yes, sir, but I definitely woke you up.
Yeah, all you got to do is remind me or let Forrester remind me. I will support everybody.
I'm bringing something that nobody else has brung yet on the 5th. And then when you want to talk about historical facts, history, you don't want to miss the 12th, brother. This is going to be real. The story I told about the Indians,
is going to be nothing to compare to when I'm bringing on the 12th, man. I just want to make a correction.
That's what I'm talking about.
This one I'm going to bring on the 12th is going to be real strong, real powerful. So I'm going to hope and pray that it still goes through. But the 5th, I'm really excited about the 5th because I wanted to think about doing something that nobody else done yet.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yes.
We did. Listen, hold up. Let me bring one more caller in.
Yes, yes.
3324, you live.
Yo, yo.
Talk louder.
All right, you hear me?
A little something.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I just have a statement about Thanksgiving.
About Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
I think it's cool to know your history and know where Thanksgiving comes from. But for me, when I think of Thanksgiving, the only history that I have is seeing my mom, my grandmother, and my great grandma in that kitchen carrying the rest. You feel me?
Right.
So to really worry about what happened years and years and years ago that we can't change, like by us knowing that, that's not going to make us or break us. What's really going to make us is what we do today and what we do in the future. And a lot of my black men are very intelligent. But sometimes I think when we search for the past, I think sometimes the past can destroy your future. So be careful how much you research, because the past is the past for a reason. It's all about tomorrow and what can you do for your people today.
Hey, yo, you're right. But listen, you can't just erase history.
But what is it going to do for you today?
I mean,
are you knowing that this person was a slave or this is that, like, what is that going to do for you today?
What's it going to do for you? That's just like if you walking around your house with no shoes on, right? And you got a dresser that sticks out a little bit, and you bump your toe. So now, from now on, you're going to be aware of that dresser. You're still going to walk in that room, but you're going to know that dresser sticks out and can bump your toe. That's the same reason of knowing your history on Thanksgiving. The true meaning of Thanksgiving is genocide. The colonists stealing the land from the Indians and celebrating their Thanksgiving, but they really celebrating murder. And that's then. That's in the 1600s. Now we look at it as a loving thing and a family, and everybody get together, and that's cool. All I'm saying is, don't remember how it started. What you saying is, forget about how it started and just enjoy now. But that's your point
because
of view.
My definition,
go ahead. You got
to
speak louder. You got to speak louder.
The only thing my brain allowed me to remember about Thanksgiving is being with family.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is with family. That's what they taught you. But that's his story. His story. I'm telling you the real story.
But the real story ain't going to be a great
story.
Huh? There's so much negativity in this world already that we got to deal with just waking up being a black man, right? So why are you going to put more on your head if you're already dealing with things going outside being a black man?
I'm not putting nothing on nobody's head. I'm just letting you know the real meaning of Thanksgiving. What you afraid of?
I'm not afraid. I just think that my black men are putting too much in our brain, and by me knowing so much, it can stop your future.
Yo,
now you're looking at things in a different light.
I ate turkey yesterday. I ate turkey. That's what we do on Thanksgiving, right? But I know that Thanksgiving started in Massachusetts. And it's 1641, and I know that European colonists stole the land from Indians, and Thanksgiving for them was celebrating was a massacre, was a genocide. That's all I'm saying. I still ate turkey yesterday. I'm just making people aware of what Thanksgiving really means. Maybe it don't, what I'm saying don't mean nothing, but it means something to me. And it might mean something to somebody else who never looked at it like that. It's really not a celebration. But I don't understand, but you saying just forget about that, right?
Nah, I think you spent too much time worrying about the past and not the future.
How about Jewish people? How about Jewish people?
I mean, basically, they said that they have a Holocaust.
Why every time black people talk about something that happened to them, it's a problem. But Jewish people talk about Holocaust all the time, and it's not a problem.
They rarely talk about it.
Jewish people want to make movies and everything about Holocaust and what the Germans did to them. But every time a black person talk about what happened to them with slavery or something like that, I'm wasting too much time thinking of it. We talking about 400 years of rape, murder, sodomy, separating families, killing fathers. We talking about all that.
That's not only black people, though. That's all people. How do you think the Mexican people go through trying to cross that border? It's the same thing.
Yes. Okay. You talk about the Mexicans' pain. I'll talk about the black people pain. If you say it's the same thing,
it's the same
thing.
At the end of the day, it's not a race thing. It's your people thing.
Color are
they
you?
Get feel more,
what color
they
are you?
More comfortable.
What
they
color
feel
are
more
you?
Comfortable.
What color are you?
Now you know, right?
What color was your mother?
She was black too.
How about your grandmother?
She was black and Indian.
Okay, black and Indian, right? I'm not going to say your great-grandmother because I don't know if you ever met her, but you met your grandmother.
Yeah, I know your grandmother.
If you met your grandmother and your great-grandmother, then they knew about Thanksgiving, but they're not going to tell you.
No, they knew. I always knew about Thanksgiving. But I also know how I was raised. And I was raised with love.
That's what everybody came out here and said tonight. Thanksgiving is about love. I didn't knock that. I just want everybody to know where it came, with the beginning, where it originated from. Hold on. Let me see who else. 5392, you live? You on here?
Yeah. I'm on here. I'm just listening.
Just listening,
everybody.
I know you got something to say. I know you got something to say, Doctor. Go ahead. Don't hide it. Divide it.
I don't know. I mean, Like you know, you said every holiday is basically just it's been changed. You know, when it started out, it was for some one reason, and now it's for something else. I don't know about that's about the holidays. What was the main subject now? What were you talking about? Just anything or something specific? What were you talking about?
We was talking about, like, whether you should forget about. You know, because now it's like a family thing and a loving thing and a culture thing. So should you forget about that the really meaning of Thanksgiving was a celebration of a massacre, genocide, when the Europeans stole the land from the Indians. So we just forget about that.
No, I wouldn't forget about it, but we're not going to be able to change what they did as history, right? So we have to just try to make it better. But always remember what happened and try to just tell your kids and your grandkids actually what did happen. You know, I'm Indian.
Okay,
you know, I got most of the black people in this country, African Americans, their roots are from the South. They got some kind of Indian in them anyway. But
right.
That's our people. It's our people.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We taught them a lot. We taught the Europeans a lot when they came over here.
Trying to get everybody ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. All right.
Thank you for calling in, definitely.
All right.
Latoya.
Yes.
Any closing remarks?
Yeah, great show. I mean,
what about
really great
Thanksgiving?
Show.
What about Thanksgiving? Forget about what happened in the past or just
no.
Move on forward?
No, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for everyone else. I'm thankful that God allowed me to be on this podcast. I get a chance to meet every other people. I got a chance to meet you, at least on this podcast, and your podcast is all that. So I met a lot of people. You're welcome. I met a lot of people on different podcasts and have extended family, and I'm grateful for them.
Yeah. Yeah, but should we forget about the real meaning of how Thanksgiving started and just move on and keep it about culture and family and love?
I mean, I guess so.
That's what Dre said. Mm-hmm. Dre said we wasted too much time on the past.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah.
Definitely. Don't go nowhere. Stay with us, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Brother Leon.
I just want to chime in on what the brother was saying.
You get the last word.
The first thing I want to say to the brother is that, you know, you kind of right. Here's the thing. When you talked about the Mexicans coming over here, it's the same thing. It will never be the same thing. They came over here on their own free will trying to get out of their country. We were born here against our will. Not the same thing. It will never be the same thing. And it is okay to have both. You know, they hid our culture. They hid information from us on purpose so they can keep us enslaved for the 300 years that they have. And so it is okay to go back in the past, not dwell on the past, but it is all right to go back in the past to get the history that was hidden from us. If it didn't make a difference, young man, then why did they hide it from us? It made a difference because they didn't want us to know how powerful of a people that we were then and how much of a powerful people we are now. And I believe that you are kind of right when you talked about your grandparents and your parents in the kitchen cooking, but we can have both. And not get caught and stuck. See, I'm not stuck in the past. I just want to know my past. I think it was my right to know my history, not his story, but our history. There's nothing wrong with, you know, finding out our history. You know, you can have both, my man. You don't have to be stuck in there. You're the dweller. Not black people, brother. There's no such thing as black people. Melanated, I can agree with, but black is a color. It never describes a people or a person.
I understand African American people have been through the more than Mexican, but when it comes to being separated from your family and being killed just because you brought a better life. You know what I'm saying? I feel the speaker, so we don't know what goes on at that border. We already know the terror. You know what I'm saying? It's people being killed a lot more than you see.
I know he was talking. I just couldn't understand everything he said. I think that you're right, brother, but we can still have both. We can have our history. We can have the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from which where we came from as a people. We forgot where we came from, and that's because it was hidden from us. And now it's not hidden from us, so it's okay for us to know it, and it's okay for us to teach our kids, and it's okay to teach our grandkids. And right, we're here in the present, and we should keep moving forward to make things better for all people. Europeans are
right.
The kids are our future. So we all need to reteach them.
But if you said that they're our future, they have to know where they came from too, though. They have to know their history and not his story. They have to know their history. They're still teaching our kids the same history that they brought us underneath. Why do you think they took down those statues of Christopher Columbus? Because they didn't tell us his story
You know, they told us his story, not history. He was a rapist of women, children, and men, and he was a murderer. So now they had to take that down, but they changed it, and they gave us another house. It's okay for us to know our past that they tried to hide. If our history and our past wasn't important, why did they try to hide it from us? That's the
exactly.
Course. We are a great people. We are a great people. We always have been, and we always will be.
True.
And we have to let our young people know that because they're lost now out here in what they're doing, just like the young lady that got killed. These young people are lost now, and we have to find a way to try to wheel them in and pull them back because, like you said, they are our future. But if you look at our future with them doing what they're doing at a high rate, they're killing each other more so than they hung us. So we have to find a way to pull them in. And we can't talk to them. We have to show them before we can sit down and talk to them. That's just my opinion. It doesn't make me right. I just, I've been dealing with kids for over 36 years, you know, mentoring kids, you know. So I've saved a lot of kids from out of these gangs and out of 6 feet under by talking to them, letting them know that I used to be them. And when I end up going to jail for somebody else, you know, I dedicated my life when I came out for free. Not a dime that I got paid, not a penny that I got paid for over 36 years because you're right, our kids are our future, and we're losing them at a high rate now, more than ever.
That's the truth.
We are. Three, three, two, four. Anything else you want to say?
What number is that?
Like I said, man, like you know what I'm saying. I need someone to step up and stand up for black crime. Once someone starts doing that,
yo,
they start being afraid.
Yo.
Yeah.
You just said you want somebody to stand up for black on black crime.
What's all of that? We're killing each other more than anyone is killing anybody.
What you mean stand up for black on black crime?
And
stand up and do what?
In every urban hood in America, young black men being killed by another black man.
You said you want somebody to stand up for black on black crime.
Yes. The same
you
way
said that wrong.
When a white man kills us, I want us to stand up for the black person killed his brother.
I understand completely what he's saying, and you're
after
right, brother.
After we ask someone to respect our lives, if we don't respect our own.
You're right, brother. Brothers like myself, brother.
Let me give you a little example, brother.
When you have people like myself that will step up and try to mentor these kids for over 36. I've seen a lot of kids for 36 years, and people have come on my podcast and seen the kids, and they heard the give back that the kids, that I mentored them. Here's the problem with what you're saying. When we have people to step up like Kanye, look what they called him. See? He tried to bring awareness, just like you just got from saying, let's step up. He stepped up to try to bring awareness, but they got him cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, not really knowing the full story. So, we have to be careful on how we step up, because guess what, brother? They don't want us stepping up. They don't want us stepping up getting our kids. And so we have to be real strategic about what we're doing and try to pull them in. And you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. We do need to step up, but it's not enough for me. So I'll ask you this. What are you doing to step up to save our kids? Because then we need more people like you, more people like me, more people like Jay, Forrest, more females like the females that's on this line that spoke out and doing what they're doing.
Brother,
that's all we can do is keep pushing.
I mean, brother, I'm speaking. Bro, if you listen to the radio right now, right, they're giving kids a million, $2-3 million record deals for the most verbal and violent language I ever heard in hip-hop. Ever. I never heard, I mean, I go all the way back to Ice Cube and all that. You know what I'm saying? The things that these kids are saying in their music and getting record deals for, it's polluting our brains. So we need someone to step up that's in a higher ranking, like Kanye. You know what I'm saying? But we only going to hear the negativity. We're going to hear how many people he's actually helping.
We'll see when he builds his town. We'll see how many people he's helping when he get his permit to build his town. Keep looking for that. And you're right, and I'll say this again, you're right once again. You see what I'm saying? But we have to stay diligent when it comes to dealing with our kids. Even if they're not our kids. Because a lot of kids, I say, well, my kids, but they're my kids. It takes
right.
a village to raise family.
He
right?
sound like a 10, he sound like a 10%er.
Well, no.
Can
you
I say something about that?
This is what he
Go
said.
Ahead,
Hold
doctor.
Up, Dr. James. But listen, this is what I wanted him to say. I wanted him to realize that those people that got those contracts and sing those songs, their contracts, they're not free. They're owned. Look at the music that we came up with, the Temptations, all that music. They sung about something, and they played their own instrument. That's what we need back right there, not this profanity cussing in these contracts to say that they can't talk positive. They wanted to keep talking negative because that keeps us in a whole different mindset. Well, these young people in a whole other mindset. Go ahead, Dr. Yeah. James.
I think the main thing with us, regardless of Kanye building town or wherever we go to the moon, we got to stop the drugs. Because if he builds a town and it gets full of a bunch of drug addicts and everything, there's going to be a whole lot of hell, a lot of crime, too.
What about
now,
if he's not? What if he don't?
They don't want to realize that the drugs stimulates a lot of this crime. Not all of it, but a large percentage. Either selling drugs, using drugs, or drug addicts.
Right, but here's the problem, Dr. James. We don't bring that stuff in here. We don't own big ships and planes to get it in here. They need to start there before they
well,
talk about starting
with
us.
Bring it in and we're the ones that's using it and causing a lot of this crime over it. Now, listen, if you go into a white neighborhood, they got drugs up the wazoo, too. But a lot of those people, they family got a little bit of money, but they don't have to shoot nobody or knock nobody in the head to get $10, $20 or something to go get the drugs. But a lot of our neighborhoods, people stay in drug addicts, but they don't have the $20 or the $25, $30, whatever they need. So they're quick to steal something, rob something, whatever, or shoot somebody, whatever they got to do to get that $10, $20, whatever. So we got to fight this drug thing all the way around. We got to give out information. We got to give out methadone. We have to help people get off the drugs. You know, in some cases, we got to legalize some of these drugs. Because
so
you think about it,
we got less lion heads mugging
people than you do dope at it, right?
So you agree with my man? You agree with my man who said stand up for black on black crime?
I said we got to stop these drugs and that will slow down this black on black crime. It ain't gonna stop it. It can slow it down.
I believe you're right, but they need to start with the cruise ships that we don't own. They need to start with the planes that they're bringing in here that we don't own. They need to start there.
Three,
that will slow it down to
minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you about the planes and the boats and stuff like that, but, I mean, when the storms is on, I know not to touch that much. I know when fire is hot, I know not to touch it. So just because it's boats and planes bringing that stuff in, that don't mean that we have to touch it.
You don't
Yo,
have people
332.
Yeah.
Uncle Tom, man. You're shoe shining. Step in Fletcher.
Nah, I'm just being honest, man. It's my personal thing. I'm just being honest.
You're Uncle Tom, man.
I don't see you that way, brother. I just see a lot of unanswered
hey, Leon,
things,
Leon.
You know. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just joking with him. That's my man.
Yeah.
Black, me and him always go at it about black on black crime. We always go at it.
It is a problem, brother. But it was God's
design. Hey, Leon, don't join him, Leon.
He said, "Don't join him." I just want him to know it's by design. That way they don't have to do anything. We're doing it to ourselves. So we have to do better
right,
as a people.
That's Dre, my graphic designer. Man, he said he don't want to hear nothing until they fix the black-on-black crime. He don't want to hear nothing about no marches, no nothing, until they finish the black-on-black crime. Well, who is they? What the hell are you talking about?
Who was they,
a cop,
though? We have to fix our own people.
A black man.
Mm-hmm.
And he used
yeah,
to say a black
but,
man
I mean,
just killed a black
RPM
man
RPM
yesterday.
I'm saying Rico violent. Rico bust in somebody's house and kill their whole family, bro. You understand that? It's games out here that will bust in your house, kill your mama, your grandmother, and your grandfather. You understand? It's kids that are that wholehearted. But when the white man kill us, we don't go crazy like that.
Now you really is an Uncle Tom.
We only go crazy when someone touches our drugs or...
Oh, hell no. This is a Black First podcast.
We gotta love each other, man. If we love each other, together, man, we're gonna be a whole lot
you a,
better.
You're a shoe shiner. You're Uncle Tom, Stephen Fletcher. And put on your blue suede shoes. You're a master, nigga.
If all these NBA players put their money, look, if all these NBA players put their money together, and create their own league.
Yo, don't never say nothing about black on black crime. We gonna tar and feather you. I'm just messing around.
Like
we way beyond 10 o'clock. We in the after hours, so anybody can say anything now. We offline. But who that, Latoya?
Mhm.
What you gotta say, Latoya?
In my apartment by myself, which I enjoy.
I said, what you got to say?
Oh, say. I thought you said stay. I do apologize. I don't have nothing to say. I mean, it really was a great show. I have nothing else to say. It was a great show. and all and your shows and, on the podcast.
Andrea, Uncle Tom.
I'm sorry?
Andrea, Uncle Tom.
Dre is an Uncle Tom.
Andrea, Uncle Tom. Dre over there in his wheelchair. You know, Dre is that's my man.
Okay.
I wrote his life story. You know, I'm an author. Everybody know I'm a writer. I wrote Dre's book in 2013. It's called The Andre Williams Story. It's on Amazon. Everybody need to go get it. Dre is somebody who was born with muscular dystrophy. He was given 12 years to live, 13 years to live. He couldn't talk for 4 years. He was in a coma. His mother dealt with the problems of the street. And now I believe Dre is like 40-something years old, and I've been his friend since 2000. I wrote his life story. Matter of fact, I wrote 7 books, but out of all the books I wrote, his book is the number one seller, the Andre Williams Story. And why you can't really understand him because he got a trach in his throat, so his voice is a little distorted. But that's my brother, my son, my friend. We fight, we argue to keep me on the right path. I keep him on the right path. And he always here with me. And he also the graphic designer. He the one that do the flyers I put out every week. Dre does the flyers. So if anybody needs a flyer for a podcast or a brand or anything you're doing, he's a genius. He's just in a wheelchair.
The hardest working man in the wheelchair ever.
You what?
I'm the hardest working man in the wheelchair ever.
He the hardest working man in the wheelchair. Hey, yo, he actually do Uber. He do Uber Eats in his wheelchair in the wintertime.
That's all right.
I tell him he crazy. I talk to him like 9-10 times a day. Where you at? I'm doing Uber. I'm posted on the Dunkin' Donuts selling my book, The Andre Williams Story. Look, if y'all don't want to support, at least support the show by going on Amazon and looking up The Andre Williams Story and purchasing The Andre Williams Story written by me, Randy J. Sean Jackson, and it's the story, the Andre Williams life story. I mean, if you never heard a compelling, a book that'll make you laugh, a book that'll make you cry, and then you actually know the writer, and you actually know the person who I wrote it about because he listens, he's on the show every week. So what more better is it to read a book about two people? You know the writer and you know the godlike story, the Andre Williams story.
I would like you brothers to go back and do that book in audio so you can catch a whole new audience, the blind.
I know. Everybody's telling me I got to do it in audio.
No, it'll be great because we can listen to it.
Because
we can't read it to see it, but we can listen to it.
Yeah.
Dre, you heard
so
that?
Yeah, perfect. I've been trying to do that for a couple of years, but I think now this year, 2023, I'm gonna make that one of my goals.
Get with the Trenton Library for the blind. Get with the Trenton Library for the blind. They will guide you directly to moderators that do that kind of stuff, my brother.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For the blind and handicapped.
Trenton Library for the blind.
And since I wrote his life story, I'm writing my cousin's life story right now. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. My cousin, he's in a band. He's a drummer in a band. He went to do a show in a white town in PA, and he forgot his drumsticks in the car. When he went to his car, a white man hit him in the face with a baseball bat and knocked his eye out.
Oh, my God.
The name of the book, I'm writing it right now. It should be out by January. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. So he got one eye. And then after that, I'm coming to write LaToya life story, and then Leon life story, and then Forrest life story. And I'm sticking to it.
Okay, Jen. Wow.
So LaToya, you remember back as far as you can remember. Because I'm coming to write your life. Then I'm coming to write Leon life story. And then Forrest. That's okay.
I'm telling you, real quick, you have a book about your life story, and they sound funny. I always wanted a book, but I never knew how I would make that happen. Because I knew my life was separate. So once you get your book in your hand about your life story, it feels so good.
What you said, it feels so good.
Yeah.
I was doing a book signing in downtown Patterson, New Jersey for another book I had wrote. And he rolled up on me in his power wheelchair. And he bought one of my books. And then he said, would you write my life story? Now I'm looking at this little nigga in a wheelchair, and I asked him, I said, like, what's your life story going to be about? You know, because I'm on that shit where people don't pay attention to disabled people. So I'm like, what you did? Like, what you did? What you want me to write your life story for? We didn't know each other then. He said, Oh, I think it cut off on me. Everybody still here?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it cut off on me. I guess it's from everybody else on the line, on the link. He said to me he want me to write his life story because everybody got heroes, but disabled people don't got a hero. So he want to be the hero for disabled people. So I'm still looking at him like, man, get out of here. I gave him my phone number. He gave me his. Every couple of weeks he would call me. Yo, you still going to do it? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I wasn't even thinking about writing his life story. What kind of life story could somebody in a wheelchair have? And he kept calling me. And one day I said, yo, meet me on in Patterson over here something. I thought he wasn't going to be there. When I got there, his ass was there. Then another couple of weeks, I said, yo, meet me over here in Patterson. I didn't think he was going to show up in a wheelchair. He made it there from Hackensack. He was there. I said, man, I got to write this dude life story because he's serious. And he was living in Hackensack, and I was living in Patterson. And every weekend I went to his house. And it's my gift I got from God that I'm a writer. And I just get a pen and a piece of paper, and I told him, look, from far as you could go back, 3 or 4 years old, just start talking, take notes. And we did that for a couple of months. He just talked from far as back as he could remember. And he did that. We did that for a couple of months. I worked on it, and I had the book, the Andre Williams story, the number one selling books out of all the books I ever written. We done sold thousands and thousands of copies of the Andre Williams story. Google it right now. The Andre Williams story written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. And anyway,
We on some other stuff. Let me see where we at. We about to end the show. It's been a really good show. I really appreciate it. For all y'all rich people out there, I don't know if I gave out my Cash App earlier, $JASHONJ. Yeah, $JASHONJ. For the rich people. You never know. It might be some people who feel like donating just for the cause. You know what I mean? And I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. We're going to try Francisca, Latoya, Forrest, Leon, Dre, both doctors, Francisca. I want to thank everybody who called in. Regardless of what, everything we talked about, Thanksgiving, it is a loving day. We talked about Black Friday and how it's really more about the owners than the merchants. We talked about Shaquilla Robinson being murdered in Mexico. And my daughter even called to here to talk about Wakanda Forever. This show went a 360-degree circle, a complete circle, and that's a cipher. I'm trying to think of anything, how I want to end the show. This, man, my shows just keep getting better and better and better. And the goal is to get a syndicated show when I can get paid. I can get paid for doing this, for talking to everybody. And I can make a living off of it. I definitely have something. I can't find it now that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to tell everybody about. It was something I wanted to tell everybody. One second. Everybody bear with me one second.
Mm-hmm.
It was very important. Wait, what are you talking about? Huh? Latoya.
Yes, what do you say? I'm sorry.
What you doing?
Minding my business and leaving yours alone, Dre.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm watching TV.
That's what I'm talking about.
You have a lot of good shows. I'm sorry? You have
a lot of
great
shows.
Yeah, I listen to on Sunday, Wednesday.
Right.
I'll be on the link.
I work hard at this.
Yeah, it's a great podcast.
We don't play around. We work hard at this. And Shadi, Forrest, Forrest, he tell you all the time. He started with me, listening to my show.
Right.
And, you know, I told him that was like, dude, you should do a podcast, man. And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he put me on the North many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Each, you know what I mean? And that's how it is. But
right.
I have something to say. I can't remember it right now. I had wrote it down. And I don't know where it's at. Whatever. I remember it. I'll find it next week. It's been a hell of a show. I want everybody to enjoy the rest of their weekend. You still got, what is it, Saturday and Sunday left to go. I'm still home alone.
All by my lonesome with me, myself, and I. Latoya is home alone. Forrest is home alone. We all just home alone. But we're going to be all right.
Yeah, because it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful day?
No, I said it's a beautiful thing. Nothing wrong with being home or being alone by yourself. You can be your best company.
Mm-hmm. I'm my own best friend.
There you go. There you go.
And that's a fact.
There you go. Got it.
But you got a radio voice.
Oh, you need to stop.
You do.
But thank you. Thank you.
Got a radio voice.
Thank you.
Yo, with that being said, let me get out. It's 11:08.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody didn't tell me we went 3 hours and 8 minutes. I'm 1 hour and 8 minutes over. Now I definitely need a cash app. But everybody, it's been real. Say no. We got to learn how to say no. The people who want us to say yeah. Learn how to say no. Because by only agreeing to people and doing what people saying, you're only killing yourself. And the people, definitely, they'll let you kill yourself. We got to learn how to say no. Be a winner. Believe in yourself. If you don't bet on yourself, who are you going to bet on? Believe in yourself. You know they say everybody got 15 different personalities? They say everybody got 15 different personalities. So just learn your personality and make it work for yourself. I know I got a lot of different personalities. I could have been Sybil. Yeah, I know Sybil. Whatever her name is, the one that had all different personalities. Yeah, I definitely had something to end the show with, but I can't find it, so it's all right. Latoya said I had a good show.
You did. You had a great show.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
What you getting ready to do, Latoya?
I'm going to take it down.
Take it down?
Yes.
You like TV? You like TV?
Yeah, I'm going to watch some TV, and then eventually cut the TV off. Mm-hmm.
What you like watching? Sci-fi, horror, drama, suspense?
Being that it's the holiday season and now they're showing Christmas movies, I'm into that.
Okay, Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Drummer Boy.
Yep.
And stuff like that.
Yep, I found out to be very nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, listen, the show been a bomb, for real. Leon Forrest, Francisca even called in, Shadi, and everybody. We're going to conclude the show tomorrow, next Friday. Don't forget, we got Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We got the Point of Ink plaque, same phone number. Everybody know about the grown folks talking. Everybody know about Let's Talk About It on Wednesday. Dre got his own show on Monday. If there's anything you don't know, just go to my Facebook page, Randy J. Sean Jackson, inbox me, and I'll kindly let you know about Far's show, Shazi's show, and anybody's show. Once again, I'm your host, the relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love, the Asiatic, causing all the damn static. The sexpert, the life coach, and the sex coach.
even if you ain't having sex. We'll talk to you next week.